everybody's here except those who are not. I mean, Doug Steffen's family. Yeah, Richie's not here. He's convalescing, I guess would be a way of putting it, after his treatment for his dilemma. Is it, would you call it a dilemma? I guess it is a dilemma. He's got Hodgkin's lymphoma, and getting his treatment every other week knocks him kind of on his butt for 3 or 4 days, and then he comes back around. But he's taking it like a man, has a great attitude, and many people have reached out to him, and that's much appreciated. You can always send your email to rich@dougsteffen.com, wishing him well. I think he's doing well. And you hear him from time to time, because he comes, he's not working the same load that he would have if it were not for what he's gone through. I think he was diagnosed first part of June, started the treatments almost immediately, and we'll go through, I think there's another couple of months anyway, into the fall, but he's if you were isolating him and what he talks about when he's here with us, you wouldn't know he was going
right
through this.
Yep.
And I
yep
think that's kind
his
of the proper
spirit
way.
His is amazing.
Yeah, it's really
I
good
can't believe how upbeat yep he is and positive he is.
Dangerous stuff.
Really incredible.
All right, we have three themes going, sort of threads through the program today. One of them is Syria mm-hmm and what's going on there, the consideration. One of them is this chicken from China story that you can get by going to either DougSteffen.com. It's actually posted at Facebook, and you can be easily read it.
Sound like
Chinese chickens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you come up with something. Probably. It's a different you know, there are 6,000 dialects in China. Imagine how many different dialects there are for chickens.
Now, how do you
there
know that?
How do I know there's 6,000 dialects? Because I studied Asian religions when I was in college, and remember one of the things that everybody had to deal with, and still the case today, how people in the Northwest don't understand people in the Southwest or Southeast, they just don't understand them.
Imagine. Italy.
Well, maybe it's all over the world. One of the most fascinating things, I think we talked about this a couple of months ago, is how all the languages in the world developed mm-hmm and the borders, countries, and I mean, it's just fascinating if you put your mind into it, how all of these things have come to pass.
And it's true, you can't understand it. I mean, when I go to Italy, I speak Italian.
Yes.
When
know
I go to Italy, my cousin's husband, he's from Naples, that part of Italy, I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah.
Honestly. I'm like, huh?
Well, that happens with me a lot when I'm listening to people from Minnesota. 888-302-3684. All right. So later in the hour, we're going to have the miracle of the day. I'm going to tell you a story that is just an amazing story from the farm. By the way, our video of the day today is a tribute to my pal Edgar. You can see me. I'm sitting on a bench if you want a reference point. It's a granite bench out in front of my house. A tree was planted there that Meredith got after Edgar died last year. We planted it. There's a plaque next to the tree in memory of him, and I tell the story about him and the farm. So that's the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. This important story about chicken from China is compelling to the point of you want to throttle somebody. You want to just do something to the government because of the reality of what happened. So check the story out either at Facebook.com/Good Day Show or at our website, DougSteffen.com. Pass it along because everybody...
Share it with everyone you know.
Everybody should know what this is. This is the most damnable thing that you can possibly imagine. Did I say Dr. Ken is coming in about 5 minutes to give us... Okay. All right, so the other thing is frogs. I asked this question, and I didn't get an answer, and I don't think it's because people don't know. I don't think I asked the question well or often enough. So I'll give you another shot at it. The tradition of having a frog by your front door. Do you know why that is becoming more prevalent in our country and around the world? What does the frog symbolize at your front door as you go through it on the left-hand side?
You
put a frog there. No, it's
frog's
not right.
Legs for dinner.
No, that's not what that means. What does it mean? It's a good sign. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling attention to it. What does it mean? 888-302-3684. All right? So you got that taken care of. There was... Oh, I know what I wanted to pass along. Kenny, I don't know that we had the courage to post this, but a lot of people, what went viral this past week is the woman, the naked breastfeeding yoga mom. the photo of this woman who's doing a yoga pose. She's upside down, and her baby is nursing on her breast. And if you haven't seen it, I'm not sure I will post it because I don't do well posting naked women at DougStephan.com or on Facebook. But a lot of people have seen it. This has gotten a lot of hits. This was the image of her practicing yoga. It went viral. Amy was the mother. And a lot of people said it was a photoshopped picture. The mother says, no, it was not. She was interviewed with Baby Center. The mother said, once and for all, the photo was not staged like a lot of people thought it was. The truth is, quote, she said, we were living on a small community in Hawaii where our land was clothing optional. It was a community? It's a naked, not, but they don't call it naked.
Well, optional, nudist colony.
Nudist colony, thank you. And so I didn't have to wear clothes, and I didn't. Yoga was a necessity. I was doing my daily flow when my daughter came up, and she sneaked a suckle. So that's what the picture is. And so you'll be happy to know that it was not staged. I'm happy to tell you that I'm looking at the picture now, and it's very intriguing. The video is intriguing as well. That's about as much as I think I best pass along. Just very cool stuff, though. Speaking
move
of
along,
cool.
Move along. Let's see here.
Yeah, all right. Dr. Ken Kronaus has lots to say, and he's going to say it in just a moment as the third in our hat trick of doctors every week. One of the things we're going to talk about is this business of sleeplessness and what you can do. We've gotten a lot of different advice this week from different doctors, so we'll get Dr. Ken's take on that in just a moment.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Dr. Ken Kronaus, one of the medical, say it again, Doug. There it is. Dr. Ken Kronaus, one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, shows up every week at this time to go through some of the important medical news of the week. He's brought to us by the folks who bring you power swabs. We'll talk about that in a minute. I've been asking all of our experts, Ken, this week about the pills that are proper to pop for sleeplessness. We all know about Ambien. We know about Lunesta. And I wonder whether you think these things are good for people to get their Z's, or are there better ways of getting people to sleep? 9 million people are taking these things every day.
They were never intended for long-term use. I think they're intended if you have a certain crisis, you're in pain, mental stress, you come home from surgery, and you need some help, but never intended for long-term use, because they just don't allow you to get the quality of sleep that you can get when you're not taking these medications.
Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices in Florida, Lake Cardiology, which is outside Orlando in a great town called Mount Dora, if you want to check him out. He's also well-balanced, though, and studies all of the medical news. For example, this week there's a story about CAT scans being important for early lung cancer detection, Ken.
It's going to change the way us doctors practice this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, Doug. Annual lung cancer screenings using low-dose CT scans can successfully detect malignant tumors before they can spread to other parts of the body. Yearly screenings with CT scans are more effective than regular chest x-rays in finding early stage cancers. When you're screening once a year, every year, we're finding early stage lung cancers that are potentially curable. If you ever smoke, talk to your doctor if you need these annual low-dose CT scans to prevent lung cancer.
All right, so when I come to you for my physical in December, are you going to do this? Will it be paid for by insurance?
Well, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which has a great impact on that, has actually recommended regular low-dose screenings for current and former smokers aged 55 to 80 with at least 30-pack-year history of smoking who've had a cigarette sometime within the last 15 years. And I think by the time you come and see me in the winter, the insurers hopefully will adopt at least this standard.
Mm-hmm. All right, you have some statin updates, a couple of stories here that probably would be considered good news.
Unbelievable news. European Society of Cardiology Congress recent reports of statin-associated cognitive impairment actually have led the FDA to list statin-induced cognitive changes, especially for older people, in its safety communications. But the news this week is a study of nearly 58,000 people, Doug, on statins, that high-dose statins, these cholesterol-lowering drugs, actually appear to prevent dementia in older people. The higher the dose of the most potent statins, we're talking about Lipitor and Crestor, were the most effective. So actually, we find that it lowers the risk of dementia as you get older.
All right. And how about the lifespan increase using statins?
This is out of the FASB journal, a very good basic medical journal. The new research, it suggests a mechanism by which the widely prescribed statin drugs might actually extend lifespans. Statins have a beneficial impact on telomeres. These are bits of DNA at the ends of chromosomes believed to be key factors in the natural aging process. By reducing the rate at which the telomeres shorten as we age, these telomeres essentially, Doug, tell cells when they should just end your life. And the statins appear to put this time off. So it seems like this could potentially open up the door to use statins as anti-aging therapy, and statins may actually slow aging itself, not just the symptoms of aging.
All right, something to discuss in detail on our weekend program. Meanwhile, if you would like to have a brighter, whiter smile in just 5 minutes, you need to listen now to Dr. Ken tell you about power swabs.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs that uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? Just take it easy in the sun. So call now to try it risk-free.
All right, you can get a beautiful white smile from Power Swabs by dialing 800-867-4089. Direct to the manufacturer. Don't have to do the retail thing. Get free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-867-4089. You also get a stain-out quick stick with your order. 800-867-4089. Power Swabs.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food? Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, well, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Who doesn't want to sing along, Rudolph?
One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph,
with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? So why are we playing this?
That's what I want to know.
All right, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the first radio station in the country to convert to Christmas music is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Santa 100.9 FM begins broadcasting Christmas music today.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The radio station is in central New Mexico to be heard in Albuquerque and a lot of the surrounding communities.
No.
So, there it is.
No.
Crank it up, Michael.
In the frosty air.
I was going to say giddy up, jingle bells.
A beautiful sight,
we're dancing tonight.
Waltzing in a winter wonderland.
Waltzing, I always like waltzing.
Gone away.
All right.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Oh, you want me to tell the story about the frog?
Save that.
All right, save that.
Well, Joy to the World is a Christmas song.
It is, you're right about that. Yeah, it is. Can you believe it? A radio station going Christmas music on September the 5th.
I mean, I'm having problems that Halloween stuff is in the stores already.
God.
I mean, I'm having issue with that.
Unbelievable.
So, please, Christmas,
right.
No.
There you go.
Please.
All right, some people in the news today. Jack Nicholson says he's retiring. Apparently, he's getting a touch of what he calls memory loss. He can't remember lines anymore.
Hmm.
He's 76 now. The drugs and the alcohol this guy's had through his life, I'm amazed that he was able to last this long, frankly. He hasn't done a movie since 2010, and the movie he did, How Do You Know, wasn't good. So he's are going to write himself off, which is kind of a sad milestone, actually. Other people in gossipy news, the husband and wife team of Alec and Hilaria Baldwin showing off their new bundle of joy. He said, I hope she looks like her mother. What a waste of time it would be to marry a woman like that and have the kid look like me. The article in People magazine. This is his second child. The first one is, what, 17? How old is his daughter?
I don't know.
Ireland, isn't she? I think she's 17. Yeah. All right, so Alec, well, he's been fighting with the paparazzi, I think, hasn't he, Kenny? I believe that he
always
pushed a guy under the hood of a car the other day, and that created a stir. John Cusack's home in Malibu was, how do we put this nicely? I don't want to say ransacked. It was entered by a woman who apparently is a stalker. Her name is Elizabeth Palki. See, I don't know how you get into homes in Malibu, because most of them are either where the actors live is, are in the village and it's a gated community, or the homes themselves are pretty protected. There are a few along that back road there that you can kind of get at, but I was sort of surprised at that. So anyway, the security, it's fenced, so she had to get over the fence. Why do people do that? What do you think you're going to get when you get into somebody's house? And why the heck John Cusack? If Richie were here, he could explain. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. As we age, poor circulation can affect men and women's sexual performance.
Because here's the deal. As we get older, our heart pumps blood less efficiently. We're not getting blood often to the parts we need them, perhaps as quickly as we would want.
So boomers, 50% in fact, are using sexual aids. Relationship expert Dr. Pepper Schwartz has written about this on AARP.org.
Not that everything is all about orgasm. We can touch and enjoy our erotic feelings without always having to have an orgasm. But if you want one, and most people do eventually, then vibrators and some of the other things that I mentioned in this article actually will help older people in a way that is actually more necessary.
Pepper recommends several websites where you can learn more in the privacy of your home.
These are all absolutely respectable and dependable organizations.
I'll post links with more specifics on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
With Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment, because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes with some thoughts on how you can sort of put your mind into a place that helps you succeed. If you are waiting to succeed, it's kind of like waiting to find your soulmate. Why do you wait? Let's get at it. Let's work toward success. So anyway, we'll aim you in that direction with Dr. Joy. In the meanwhile, we have successful Roberta Fasanelli here with us on the Good Day program. We also have successful Ken Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter. I want to get back to our story. The outrage of the day is this story about chicken being sent to China and coming back from China. First, however, the sad story of South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, which is posted at DougStephan.com as well today. Nikki Haley was on her porch in her robe packing her children off to school yesterday as she turned around to discover that she'd locked herself out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Now, the problem is she's not like most other parents. She's the governor of South Carolina. And she locked herself out of the governor's mansion. She said, what not to do? Getting locked out of the governor's mansion in your robe while sending the children off to school. This was a day in the life. She posted it on her Facebook page. The office of the governor did not say how she got back in. She is always accompanied by agents of the state law enforcement division who also take her children to school. 62,000 people have liked Haley's post, many of them hailing her for being open on the front porch of the governor's mansion in her bathrobe. I think that's cool. Very human. There's something about her. I actually quite like her in many respects. I'm not sure Roberta would care for her politics, but there's something, I don't know, is spunky a bad word to use? Is that that's not a sexist. Isn't boys,
I don't think so.
Are spunky, too. She's some spunk. That's what I kind of like about her. Also, at DougStephan.com, I got three stories. We're continuing to ask you to pass along this story about chicken from China. If you have not heard the story yet, This is about as disgusting a story as you can find, and it is outlined in detail at DougStephan.com and also on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The USDA has lifted their ban on chicken from China. What happens is that people who are growing chicken anywhere in the world, companies growing chicken, send them to China to be processed. Now, they'll be able to sell this stuff. You remember I talked about this a couple, 3 months ago, I think, Kenny, when I first brought it up, because it's like everything else from China. Who the hell would want to eat anything that came from there or buy anything from there if you got any brains? The problem with this is that the government has fixed it. These are your pals in the current administration who have fixed it, so they're going to chase the farmers around in America to try to put them all out of business, but encourage the Chinese to sell their crap and crud here in America, and you won't even know it, because the USDA has not required labeling on the Chinese chicken. So when you buy chicken at the store, you're not going to know where it came from. You're not going to know whether it came from China, Siberia, whether it comes from Brazil or Britannia. You won't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, U.S. government. Man, are we sick of this. I am so sick of this attack on the family farmer in America. I'm just so damn sick of it. I really am. Anyway, post it and pass it along. No small way do we need to raise a lot of noise about this. And speaking of the farm, I have a miracle.
You do?
To share with you. Yeah, a miracle of sorts, yeah.
Wonder of wonder, miracles of miracles.
Yeah. Monday, you know, on my dairy farm, it is not unusual, especially in April and May, we might have 4 or 5 calves born a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the calves and we take care of them and prepare them and start feeding them and, you know, do the normal things that you do when a calf is born.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the season winds down, we have fewer of them. I think we're down to probably having 1 calf a week now. It may build back up again later in the month in part of October, but for the most part, the heavy birthing is over. I think we've had about 100 calves on the farm this year.
Mm-hmm.
But this calf, the exception to the rule in several different ways. Monday, I went outside and saw some coyotes in this pasture, which is right behind my house, where the calves are born. All right, Roberta, can the sand inside of me. All right, so here's what happened. This Guernsey Jersey cross gave birth to a calf. And people, just as the sun was coming up, we saw the calf in the corner. Somehow or other, the fence in this pasture got knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
The mother and the calf disappeared.
Oh, dear.
What I saw first after they have, and I don't usually keep my eye on this because that's why we have people at the barn. I can't keep my eye on it while I'm on the radio and doing other things. But I just happened to notice it was there and then gone. And then I saw 2 coyotes in the corner of the field. Now, never see coyotes around, even though there's a den of them in the backwoods behind the farm. But all of the cows... when they saw the coyotes, chased them off. They charge
really?
Them. Oh, yeah, they charge them. They're gonzo. So I'm figuring, because we can't find the mother, we can't find the calf.
Right.
That they're both gone.
Right.
And because there's a den of coyotes, who knows what could have happened to both the baby and the mother, especially the baby. So this is Monday. On Tuesday afternoon, the mother shows up by the barn. Just shows up, walks out of the woods, walks over to the barn. Fine, not harmed. Take her down to the other farm. We figure that the calf's gone, but at least we got the mother back. And we went out in the woods, by the way, with dogs. We went everywhere looking for these cows, for this cow and this calf. Couldn't find them. Spent hours on Monday looking for them. So the mother comes back. We think that's a miracle in and of itself, because cows usually only go away. You know, they get lost in the woods. I've got 848 acres of woods behind my house. You're going to easily get lost if you're out there in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother comes back, and we sort of write off the calf. Yesterday morning, one of the guys is working around the fence to clear off the brush, and hears this rustling in the leaves in the woods. So he walks out. Here's this calf who was born on Monday, in the woods, gone, lost, who knows what. And by the way, The woods are full of coyotes. Calf probably weighs 70 pounds.
Wow.
Comes walking out of the woods, making little noises, frisky as could be.
Oh.
Hasn't had anything to eat since Monday. Normally, long would they be dead. Healthy as could be. And so, you look at this and you think to yourself, what in the world isn't possible? And something like that, we all, any of you who have connected yourself to the farm over the years, know exactly what I'm talking about. I've had lots of cows on my farm, thousands of them over the years. But every once in a while, a story like this, all the cows are very much personified. Every cow that I have here is named. We treat them with respect. We don't slaughter them at the end of their lives. They have a good life here. And so we're used to going the extra mile. And so that's why we spend so much time looking for these animals. But the fact that we couldn't find them, and then this little guy, this is a guy, he's a heifer, shows up and is plenty frisky and healthy, and I'm happy to report to you today, is in great shape. So we looked into thesaurus to find my niece, Amanda, who's running the farm store now and very involved in the farm activities. We went on to the thesaurus website to find a synonym for survivor, because that would be what we would name this calf. Can you imagine, though, out in the woods for 3 days, this little thing? No real reason for it to have survived, except it did. And so I consider that to be a miracle. People have asked, I've got a couple of people who said, what's the reason for having a frog at the front door? You asked that question earlier. A frog at the front door of your house means you're inviting in prosperity. You're inviting in money. It's a very good sign. Good luck for prosperity, abundance, and money. So if you want that, if you're interested in that, maybe a good sign. You go to a garden store, you can find these things around. Find a little cast frog and put it by your front door. So you walk in, you look at this frog when you come in, and I say hi to the frog each time I walk by. He's on the front door and the studio door.
Why do you have the frog?
I have the frog because I want to encourage prosperity. I want to encourage abundance.
How does a frog encourage prosperity?
I have the slightest idea.
And abundance.
There's some connection between frogs and abundance, and you can do a little research if you want.
Frog and warts.
No warts. Frogs and money go together, apparently. So there's our good luck. Lots of good luck here. Speaking of good luck, Dr. Jory Brown is going to join us for a conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snack. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In America, we have National Lemonade Day. Thanks to an organization that thought such an event would be a great way to teach kids how to start, own, and operate their own business, a lemonade stand. They host events in 36 cities, but sadly not in hundreds of other communities where kids' lemonade stands are illegal. We all understand concerns about food prepared in kitchens that may not be approved by the health department, but if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we should realize they are teaching the wrong lessons. Kids are learning that government regulations, zoning laws, licenses, and taxes destroy their small businesses and discourage them from ever trying again. They're already defeated entrepreneurs. Let's stand up against these foolish regulations and defend freedom, starting with our own children.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Dr. Joy Brown, internationally famous. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It just sounds kind of cute.
It does. It is. Yeah, very cute. Yeah. And so are you. Can you be cute and be mature?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't want to emphasize the mature thing, but...
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look how cute you are.
God knows you're a little mature.
And
I think you're a little more mature than I am,
no,
if
I don't
I'm
think
not
so.
Mistaken. I think you
so.
Are.
No,
yeah, I think you
so.
Are a little more mature. And anyway...
Besides, I'll never admit to it either.
Of course you won't, so what's the point of the conversation?
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
All right, Dr. Joy Brown is here to help you. I was following a thread on one of the websites that I follow about soulmates. You get lots of questions from people on your daily program, which airs from noon until 3 around the country. You can go to drjoy.com, or you can call her 855-99-DR-JOY from noon to 3. You got questions about relationships, anything in your life that needs a little start. Joy is the person to ask. So, anyway, this whole business about soulmates, something that in some people's minds is overplayed. Other people think they really do exist. Well, even if they, whether they do or they don't, everybody wants love. And so when people become infatuated or overcooked or whatever it is in some joyous way with somebody else, how do you tell whether it's the right connection? And when people ask you, oh, Fred, he doesn't pay as much attention to me as he used to. What's the matter, Dr. Joy? I thought he was my soulmate. What do you say?
Okay, the first thing I do is I tackle the concept of soulmate. And I say, number one, I'm not sure we have a soul, number one. Number two, if we do...
I am. Stick with me.
Stick with me. I didn't say no. I said, I'm not sure. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if we do have a soul, the only soul we're ever really going to know is our own, which is not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, looking for somebody else and trying to match up is a waste of time. What you want is somebody that you enjoy being with, that you have some things in common, that gives you a little tingle, that you have somebody to talk about, that you laugh together. Don't worry about the soulmate concept, because you will believe at the beginning, when all those juices are going, that this is my soulmate. And the first time, as you say, when someone says, he doesn't pay much attention to me, it's like a Macy's balloon that has just been popped.
Right.
So I don't know if we got a soul. I don't know about the concept of soulmate. I'm just saying it's not a useful concept when you're looking for love, because you're going to be looking in all the wrong places and not looking in the right places.
There's a song there someplace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can sing it if you'd like. Looking for love.
Actually,
there we go.
Yeah, but that's actually not a bad idea. Let's hear it.
No, I'm just looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in so many faces. Yeah, no, don't do that.
I think we keep this blackmail. Michael, make sure you put that last 14, 15 seconds aside.
Yeah, listen, I had my singing debut at the Friars, so do not mess with me.
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
All right, so here's
the person with being fried?
Toa Felcha. And and they said, would you like to speak? And I said, what are other people doing? And they said, well, can you sing? And I said, well, I'm a better dancer than singer. What's everybody else doing? They said, well, they're singing. And I said, I'll sing. So I had very limited range, short skirt, lots of personality, did 3 songs, and I got a standing ovation. But
really?
Maybe for courage. I don't know.
How long ago was that?
About 2 years ago.
No, I'm next time you do that, let me know. I might even make the trip to New York.
No, but you make fun of me. You say, oh, she's older than I am. No, I'm not.
I wouldn't say that public. Well, I guess I just did it on a radio program.
Thank you so much.
3 million people listening here.
Plus, so I also have done, I've done improv.
Yeah.
I've done a couple of Broadway shows. Yeah, little parts in them. So there, do not mess with me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Don't mess with Dr. Joy.
Do not mess with me. And don't be my soulmate. Just be my friend. Take me out. Buy me dinner.
Really?
You know, soulmate's a difficult concept, and I think it'll mislead you.
All right. So there's the advice.
And
Roberta is an expert in romantic affairs as well.
Yeah, Joy, I belong to the Players Club. We should go out to dinner one night.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
Okay. You can call her, Roberta, 855-99-DR-JOY. You can check her out at her website, drjoy.com. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than..." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Of a fan of this either, Michael. This is from the movie Endless Love. The song title is the same. Diana Ross and Rhino Litchie. Rhino Litchie. Okay. Anyway, song number one during this week in 1981, as was the movie. Okay, Roberta, calm down, will you please? Time for Chuck Curry, our movie man, to join us with movie news. We have movie music taking care of that. This is actually in celebration of Michael Keaton's 62nd birthday that we have our contest today from a movie in which he starred. So if you'd like to get at that, we have 3 audio clips from the movie. And we're going to play them for you, and you're going to listen, and you're going to figure out what the name of the movie is, and you're going to win a swell prize by dialing 888-302-3684. Here is the first audio clue.
Say the truth, you're still acting like a bunch of Yokohama mamas. No offense.
All right. Chucker, does that help you?
I need another one.
All right. Michael, give him what he wants.
Okay, you guys have a problem, right? I'm the answer man. I can work this out and make everybody happy.
All right. Anybody got it figured out, Chucker? 1986. This movie was number one during this week in 1986. All right, last clue.
I've heard a lot of talk about how good the Japanese businessmen are. Quite frankly, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't see it. I'm not impressed. Not one iota. You're fired.
You're fired. 888. You got it? You got it.
Sort of a forgotten movie. I don't remember the last time I've seen that on TV.
Yeah?
A long time.
I don't watch many movies on TV, so you wouldn't catch it from me. 888-302-3684. Let us know what the name of the movie is. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, that's the rule. You'll get the prize, and we'll get Chucker's input. A lot of movie news, including the story of Jack Nicholson, coming up here on Good Day.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $400 on a 50-inch Panasonic 1080p LED TV, only $599.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/7/13. See store to sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Football is back for
for tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Chuck Curry here to help us with movie news, and the story of Jack Nicholson, I guess, is what leads, huh, Chucker?
Well, you know the story that broke yesterday. Some outlets report that Jack Nicholson is quietly retired from acting. Some reports say that Nicholson has memory issues, although his camp, in some stories, deny this and say he's looking at scripts and actively pursuing his next project. I don't believe he's worked in the last 3 or 4 years. He's 76 years old. His body of work speaks for itself. Hopefully it's not true. If it is, he's had an amazing career. And for me, not having Nicholson and Gene Hackman in movies anymore, sort of left a void in the business.
I agree.
One bit of TV news, HBO announcing the day before yesterday that the 7th season of True Blood, which airs next year, will be the show's last, despite being a big ratings winner for the pay cable network. Creatively, a lot of people have different opinions. I still like the show, but and I thought it would go on for at least 4 or 5 more years. I'm sort of surprised it will end next season. One other bit of news, though. Buzz is really good on this new kidnapping thriller, Prisoners, with Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Paul Dano. It opens on September 20th. Got raised at the Telluride Film Festival over the weekend.
This is the anniversary of a movie being released with Jean-Claude Van Damme called Knock Off. You remember that movie? It looks like there were a lot of people. Paul Sorvino was in it. Yeah. It was set at the time of the handover of Hong Kong to the Chinese about an attempt by the Russian mafia to sell deadly microbes. I don't think this was in theaters here. Is one of those that
He's done a lot of directed DVD movies over the last 10 years. I like Time Cop and Sudden Death. Those are my two favorite Van Damme movies. I like them. I like that genre, Norris, Seagal, and Van Damme. But Van Damme appeared as a villain. He actually was really good in The Expendables, too. But most of his work is direct to DVD.
Patrick in Moab, Utah. What's the name of the movie?
Gung Ho.
1986 this week, number one. Michael Keaton, 62 today. He starred in it. You have a good memory, sir. Thank you. Hold on a second. We'll fit you up with a swell prize here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.